Yes, ma'am.
And a bed that you would make on the floor?
Well, I'd call out a pallet.
Okay.
I made a mini one. And just
how
take a quilt or whatnot and put out on the floor and get me a pillar or something, you know.
And I
slept a million, I said a lot of nights, just, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Back with that.
And then different kinds of farming land by location, by where it was, like real low land, you call them?
Yes, sir. Well,
what would you call real low land?
We always called it bottom land, you know,
mm-hmm.
good land, which we have a place up there on ours. It's about 15 acres. And we call it the bottom, you know. Of course, it's level and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay, and you were telling me about bottom land. Then would you have a word for land that was real high?
Yes, ma'am. Now, up there on our place, we have a road going through practically the center of the field. And we, of course, it's rolling land, hidden land. And we call the left-hand new ground, the right-hand new ground, or if it's a spring piece on, a spring on the, around that spot of land, we call it the spring piece, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's a spring. Now, all of our patches up there of 120 acres, a tractor has got a name,
mm-hmm.
and we go by.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use anything like for a high land is different from a bottom?
Rolling.
If it was high.
Oh, you mean rolling land.
Uh-huh. And then before I heard you say upland or something like
yes,
that.
Yes.
Would you call it
we
that?
Call it upland, you know. Well, our place, most of it, is upland,
uh-huh.
rolling, you know.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a hillside here, and a basin in the bottom, and maybe a hill over here, you know, but
mm-hmm.
that's what you might call it, is
mm-hmm.
just rolling land, or hillside land, or whatnot.
Uh-huh. And then, you call real rich soil?
The bottom.
Okay. And what about real sandy soil?
Sandy.
Uh-huh. That's not very rich.
Sandy land.
Well, you just call that the sandy land, I guess, lady. I don't know.
You wouldn't have to have any special term for that.
No, because we haven't got any sandy land on our place or even in that...
I call it sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
He called it sandy soil. Now, you take in the other county down here, that's what they have. They have the sand, you know. Well, we got the gravel and the red land up here, and they got the sand.
What's red land?
Well, now, red land is what you see right here, lady, on this old place.
Red soil.
It's red soil.
When it rains, it sticks to you.
And if you notice, well, you've got it all over the college.
Yeah.
If it rains, and you step in the mud, it just sticks to your feet and it's red looking.
Yeah.
And
you have a lot of clay in it? Is that what makes it red?
Yeah, you have a lot of clay in it.
Uh-huh.
But now up there on our farm, it's a kind of a gravel land.
Mm-hmm.
And well, some of it's red, but some of it is gravel. Well, you walk on it after a rain and it won't stick to your shoes. But you get out here in this red land, and why, here it'll just
yeah.
stick to your shoes, and you have
I know it.
A job getting it off.
Uh-huh. But that's not